The fifth quarter.
Happy to take your calls, 252-232-955, because we do have the double pass to Next Level Skirmish to give away for our best caller. 252-232-955 is the number to call us. Next Level Skirmish, book your birthday party today. nextlevelskirmish.com.au. Give us a call. But the KFC Twitter at KROC Football. What do you got, Benny?
Yeah, Thomas Moody suggesting horrible, disgusting, unbearable, like pulling teeth with rusty pliers in terms of the Cats at the moment and the way they are going. Dingo suggesting take the win, I guess, but we are putrid at the minute. Sime Quinn, Washington General stuff. Just flat crap, uninspired footy. If that's footy that takes you to the finals, the sport is cooked. Just Kingy continuing on that theme. Lil suggesting, where's the goal-kicking practice from this afternoon's action? They were training goal-kicking at the G. Can't be there, as it was just as bad last week. Mrs. Losnos suggesting we can't keep playing like this. Mick, we won. Tom Stewart is just a superb footballer. Greg Henderson, hit a target would be a start. And Toby Gillam suggesting Dell didn't do enough, as in Luke Dellhouse, clearly past his peak. So Chris C suggesting take the 4 points and move on. Metica suggesting lacklustre, sleep-inducing performance, not beating any good teams if we continue to play like that. I think the Cats would probably agree with that as well. Andrew Daly, disappointed not to be hearing the second verse again after a win. It's 4 points, work in our game for next week. Happy but not thrilled. So, Cat fans are just thinking, Kingy. Obviously, Daz Broncos too, who didn't stand up Heidi Klum this week as he did last week. But Daz Broncos suggesting, who has the bigger arc, Myers or Noah? Go Catters. Noah had a reasonable sized old arc, did Noah. And so I think Cat fans, well, they feel like that footy isn't really taking them far. So they're 3-2. They've got a big test this week, West Coast. Big test for West Coast too, because their form away from Perth is pretty much lamentable. They have not performed away from Perth at all. So Adam Simpson will be waving that in their face. I think, they coughed up a 6-goal lead to St Kilda and got overrun. I think they had eight straight goals unanswered, kicked against them. That was a couple of weeks ago. Then they came out and beat Collingwood over the weekend. But it's a big challenge for them, and it's a big challenge for Geelong, because it's a pivotal game, home game, and to go 4-2 or 3-3, and they'll need to play well. They've got a week or 6 days, King, as you said, to sort it out. So it's a really big week for both Geelong, or a big match for both Geelong and West Coast.
Thank you for that, Benny. Good work. 52232955. You can give us a call earlier today. Melbourne, 15-14-104. Defeated Hawthorne, 8-6-54. The margin, 50 points there. And in the earlier game, Fremantle, 12-12-84 by 12 points over Adelaide, 11-6-72. The Dockers getting the better of the Crows in that one. In the VFL, Geelong by 79 points over North Melbourne, 123-44. And the VFLW, the Cats, 48, defeated North Melbourne, 32. They're halfway through their season, the VFLW girls. They're 5-2. Andrew Bruce is doing a great job with that a bunch of players. Had 9 AFLW listed today, but he's got a really good bunch of VFLW listed players who, of course, trying to put their hand up for a spot on AFLW lists in the future. And in the TAC Cup, unfortunately, the Falcons suffering a loss to the Bendigo Pioneers, 7-8-50, Bendigo 9-10-64. Bless you. Up in the back stalls, David Collins, as we take another break, come back, and we'll wrap things up. We've got a caller. Who we got, Bryza? Wendy's joined us online. Hello, Wendy.
How you going, guys?
G'day, Wendy.
Fire away, Wendy.
Yeah, I haven't seen them play like that since Nelson lost his optic. We have not got a chance in hell of playing in the finals unless we lift our game. Sorry.
It's not great footy they're playing at the moment, Neely. Look, I know you will talk about what North Melbourne presented to them in terms of an opposition today and the tactics they employed. But if North Melbourne were to employ those tactics against a Richmond, a Port Adelaide, a Brisbane Lions, would it have been better handled by them today than what Geelong handled it today?
Well, that's an impossible question to ask. The reason I bring that up, Tom...
Well, no, it's not impossible to ask.
It's impossible to answer. But the reason I bring that up is because that's the way that game's played. And I view, as do lots of other people that have worked in footy clubs and have coached, part of our role is to explain to people how it actually works. Because it's pretty easy to come to the footy and just watch the ball the whole time. The reality is when you look up, and if you are streaming through the middle of the ground on occasions like some of the Geelong halfbacks, and you look up and there's 30 people standing inside your forward 50... it is at times hard to find the space, and that's difficult. And one of the things that you get is massive numbers of handballs. And sometimes people will call out, just kick it, because they're watching the ball. Behind the ball or in front of the ball are mass numbers. So that's really difficult. And the Kangaroos, one of the things that I think is also worth explaining, no side that's going to play in the finals will play like the Kangaroos did today, because you can't win. And when you are coaching a team that's like that, that has only a few experienced players like Zeeble and like Hall, where do you put them? You put them in the back line. And you just have to slow it down. You've got to get mass numbers around the ball. And basically all North Melbourne did today was stem the flow and stem the massive difference on the scoreboard. Now, and that's a reality. Geelong aren't playing at the top of their game, but they also weren't playing at the top of the game at this stage last season. Footy seasons are a marathon. There's a long way to go. But Geelong will get better. It's not finals time yet, all those types of things. You wouldn't panic after seeing today. A couple of the tweets there talking about they did what they had to do, take the win and move on. The game against West Coast won't be played like that. There's no possible way. West Coast will be coming to Gardenia Park to win. They're a very different side. Geelong will have to play better than what they did today. There's no, I suppose, hiding from that. But don't sensationalise the fact that Geelong moved the ball slow and they overhandled. There were reasons for that.
They had 120 more disposals, 441 to 321. Yeah. The inside 50 count went 64-43 in favour of Geelong. The clearances were 44-26 in favour of Geelong. The contested possession was 149-118 in favour of the Cats. North Melbourne had more tackles. It was 53-40. But 120 more disposals and the inside 50 count, they had 21 more inside 50s. Parfitt had 34. Well, that's a career high for Parfitt.
Be close.
Yeah, he had 8 clearances, 7 tackles. And 3 inside 50s. Isaac Smith had 31, plenty in the second half. Stewart was one of the Cats' best, 30 touches, 11 marks, 9 contested possessions. Menegola got a fair bit of it, 28, kicked 2 goals. Duncan had 27, Tui 26, and for the Roos, Zeeble 38. I think they pay the kick from fullback, though, don't they?
Well, they do. Once you come out of the square,
yeah.
Because it's actually you can handball. If you leave the square, you call to play on, you can handball.
Well, he gets plenty of it. He had 38. A lot of them were kick out because Geelong had 17 behinds, and he would have taken most of them. Cunnington was really good. 29 touches, 7 clearances, 15 contested possessions. Attlee, 24. Simpkin, 24. And I thought Bonner played quite well for North Melbourne. Copped a few knocks, but kept getting up. He had 20 touches and did some nice stuff defensively for them. Pretty high draft pick of the GWS a few years ago. And is trending all right for North Melbourne is Bonner playing. Today was just his 16th game of AFL footy. So he's won, albeit he didn't star. I thought he did some good stuff.
Absolutely. Thank you, Benny. Stats thanks to Kerr's Hire, your local hire company, since 1982. And it is a career high for Brandon Parfitt, quite comfortably too. His previous best was 28. So 34 is putting him into some different air altogether, which is a fantastic performance from the number 3 in game number 76. A late withdrawal last week against the Demons. And you have to think, if he was in that side against Melbourne last week, the Cats might have been a little bit closer and a better chance of winning the game of footy.
Yeah, they would have been better. And add to that, you put Dangerfield. Well, that wasn't his best game today. Still a quality player. At Geelong against the Demons, they were taught a lesson in the midfield because of the way that the Demons midfielders play. And Geelong didn't have Dangerfield and they didn't have Parfitt. So it all becomes hypothetical until they play him again.
The previous best from Brandon Parfitt was against St Kilda in round 4, 2018. And on that day, Daniel Menzel kicked 5 goals for the Cats.
How many tackles?
Daniel Menzel on that day had 1 tackle.
It was a beauty too. It was holding the ball, kicking the goal.
Kicked 5 goals. He actually won 5 free kicks that afternoon, Daniel Menzel. 10 contested possessions out of his 16.
Is he playing anywhere this year?
He's playing with Woodville West Torrens in the Sandfall, but I think he's injured.
I did catch up with him when I went over to Adelaide for the Adelaide Cup. Mm. I went and had a few refreshments with Dan, who knows all the spots. And he's in a good spot, so he's playing for Woodville West Torrens and doing all sorts of things, doing a bit of coaching in terms of junior stuff. And
okay,
he's got
great.
A few things on the boil, so no, he's going well. And his brother also joined Woodville West Torrens too. They came a little bit of a package deal.
Is that the one that was at
Troy? Yeah,
Carlton.
It was at Carlton.
And then Adelaide.
So, that's good. It was good. He was in good spirits and reminiscing about his time at the Cats and all those sorts of things.
Fantastic. Benny, good work by you. Fifth quarter, and we're going to take another break. Of course, thanks to APCO. Now toasting awesome Jaffles at APCO Cafe 24/7. Live, breathe, K-Rock football. The fifth quarter.